Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Market regulators have proposed new regulations that would require future firms and exchange members to record everything from cell phone calls to text messages related to deal making on U.S. commodity or future markets. The proposed regulation stems from the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial law that looks to boost transparency in Wall Street dealings. However, the proposal is seen by many as regulatory overkill in the farm industry, with critics warning it could add costs and help drive farmers from hedging risk in the futures market. Russia's President Vladimir Putin says a U.S. bill imposing sanctions on Russian officials accused of human rights violations is unfriendly and is hurting Russian-American relationships. The Russian parliament has vowed to retaliate and blacklist U.S. citizens suspected of committing crimes against Russian citizens. The Senate bill was part of granting Russian normalized trade relations within the World Trade Organization. Congress last week passed the measure. The National Weather Service today says that water levels on the drought-plagued Mississippi River are expected to keep dropping over the next several weeks. The latest outlook shows the river at St. Louis falling to about 9 feet deep by December 30th and by a half foot more by January the 9th. The Coast Guard has said further restrictions on barge traffic are likely if the river's depth dips to 9 feet. The Council of the European Union has decided not to impose anti-subsidy tariffs against U.S. ethanol producers following a year-long investigation. The EU also terminated a requirement for all U.S. ethanol imports to be registered with the EU. In the original anti-subsidy complaint, EU ethanol producers alleged their U.S. counterparts benefited from a number of federal and state subsidies, including the excise tax credit, income tax credits, and a federal biofuel grant program. The EPA continues to delay release of its mandated renewable fuels standard for next year. The Energy Independence and Security Act requires EPA to issue final volume requirements by November 30th, but the agency has yet to propose the 2013 requirements. The American Petroleum Institute is concerned about the possibility of EPA issuing the volume requirements as a direct final rule. The RFS for ethanol-based ethanol likely will be set at 13.8 billion gallons. And that's a look at agricultural news. Longtime WILL analyst and business partner Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities says our agricultural service offers a variety of market opinions, allowing all who listen to make informed marketing decisions.
WILL offers a very valuable service. Number one, in that every day we talk to somebody different. You might like my opinion, you might like Dan Zwicker's opinion, you might like Jackie Vake's opinion, or you might want to balance all of them. And it gives you basically five different newsletters offered daily on our airwaves over there, Dave. Commodity Week, Brainchild, the Chart of Lindy, has continued to grow and offer things. And your newsletter every week is just as good as those. You get it for free if you sign up, and it's just as good as a lot of the $500 to $1,000 a year newsletters. So all those things have grown and come out of WILL, and the good quality of service has been offered over the years.
Well, as Schulte is alongside, and unless we know that those in agriculture, producers, elevator operators, bank people, and the like, are very, very busy people, and their time is valuable. And so what we try to do is give them the most information that we can in the least amount of time we can that is the most important for them that we can, and we go to them and ask them what they need.
That's right, Dave. We do what we can to provide the breadth of information that we think you need to make this service valuable. And that's why we come to you occasionally and ask you to do your part, provide a service, or provide the dollars necessary for us to continue this service. And think about how many times maybe you've used the WILL Ag Service services in the past year. Have they been valuable to you? If you think they have, now we ask you to put a price tag on that, and you decide what that is. And maybe it's $50 a year, maybe it's $120 a year, maybe it's $1,000 a year. You decide. And call 217-244-9455, or you can make that pledge easily and quickly online at willpledge.org.
Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and take a look now at how futures are currently trading. In Kansas City, December wheat 857 3/4, up 4.5. December wheat in Chicago 798 3/4, it's up 4. December corn 716 down 5. July 721 1/4, down 2 3/4. March of 14, 632 1/2, down 1 3/4. January soybeans 1487 3/4, now 1/2, up 14. July 1448, up 7 1/4. December soybean meal 464.20, up 4.70. December soybean oil, it's not trading, but the January contract is. It's 49.84, up 30 cents. December live cattle 127.17 1/2, up 82 1/2. January feeders 153.50, up 75. And December lean hogs are 82.15, and they are up 7 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana, although he's traveling today. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm actually in Polo, Illinois at the Brocker Ruff Rail Loading Facility, giving an outlook meeting. We have a big group of farmers here for breakfast, so I had to take a break here to do my radio show.
So what are the key points you're telling those farmers today?
Well, I'm telling them basically to be careful for if we would happen to go into the first of the year and we would get a bullish January crop report that would stir up a winter rally, I would be very much in favor of using that opportunity to begin pricing some 13 crop. I know that's going to be probably scary because everybody's worried about another drought. But we'll kind of have to take 1 week at a time. If we don't do that, then we'll probably go into more of a historical tight February low, and then we'll have a spring rally based upon new crop weather worries.
Let's go ahead and take a look at some technicals this morning, Dan. March, let's look at the March soybeans. We continue to march sideways but higher.
Yeah, and it's driven by China demand. We had a big export sales number this week, and it appears that buying has continued this week. So we're going to see probably a halfway decent sale next week, but then we'll start entering the Christmas season and things might begin to slow down a little bit. But China has been very aggressive buyers. It's tightening the U.S. balance sheet. So that's been the big fuel behind soybeans. And soybeans are put together at least something a little more meaningful on a recovery rally up toward their high points that once we broke through that 1470 area, now we got an opportunity to try to, try on some higher levels, maybe try this 1550 and above area. So we'll have to take one day at a time on that.
Do you like 1550 potentially before the end of the year?
It could happen. I think if it's going to happen, it needs to kind of do it now. within the next week. I think once we get into Christmas week, things could begin then to maybe really slow. For the most part, overall volume has been pretty much a holiday type anyway. I think the whole idea of a fiscal cliff and all this kind of stuff has slowed down trade volume and everything to a snail's pace already. So the only thing that at least we have going in the ag commodity world is a stronger bean market.
Turn our attention to the corn charts. March corn hanging around the bottom end of a sideways trading range that dates back all the way to August of this year. And now we're trying to see if this market can hold in here, huh?
Yeah, it's, from a technical perspective, the corn market needs to kind of hold in here, try to get something to go. We do have the December option. It expires tomorrow. And then March becomes the lead futures month next week. We do need to get something going. And my guess is this is the market is going to want to try to hold, maybe even try to rally into the January report, simply because I think there's some risk there that the crop could end up being a little smaller. So I think the market, nobody's going to want to really be short born, I think, going into that January report. But near term here, our weekly export sales, while they're a little better this week, they're just hideous. South America is already now starting to sell their new crop inventory for April, May delivery. So it doesn't look like we're going to have much of an opportunity to sell much corn exports this year. So that's the big bearish factor in corn. USDA currently has us exporting 1.150 billion bushels of corn. Unless something changes dramatically, either South America gets into a severe weather problem or not, I think that corn number could fall below a billion bushels.
Well, if it were to be that the case, and we go in future WASDE reports with those kind of numbers, would we maybe look at the downside? Would we look at some gaps in the charts that were left over, like gaps left over last July?
Well, looking at, there's some downside price vulnerability, but before I start talking about downside price vulnerability, I kind of want to see what USA comes up with on the production side, because the size of crop that we raised this year really does show that we're going to have to do some form of rationing in the livestock sector. And the question is how much? I don't know. So I'm kind of still in the camp that we could get a winter rally going. And if we did, I think those would be selling opportunities.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Alongside me is Les Schulte, moving over one microphone.
There I am.
Just grand. We've built this service on the idea of offering value, and I just think that what we heard from Dan about the futures market into the end of the year is information that you can actually use and make some money.
Absolutely. We put together a program, as you said, Dave, that gives people the information they can use, a variety of opinion, not all just coming from one source. We have 21 analysts on throughout the week and on Commodity Week. We have an online service. We have a phone service, a text service, and, of course, that e-newsletter that goes out every week. So we think we're trying to give you the informational tools you will need. And a couple of times a year we ask you to participate and help finance this service. And that's what we're asking you to do today. As we're coming up on the end of the year, if you have not yet made your contribution to WILL, take care of that piece of business right now and call 217-244-9455 or go online and make that contribution online at willpledge.org. You decide the amount. You decide the amount that this service is, means to you, and then call that number.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.